Filing Error. Written by Neeraj Sikki. Read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu She, or The Untamed. Rating, teen. Relationship, Jen. Also tagged for trans female character, trans male character, internalized self-hatred, misgendering, fix it. Background hints of Jiang Cheng Wen Qing. Set in the Untamed canon. Untamed Verse. When Jiang Cheng was little, she told her mother that she wanted to be like her when she grew up. Madam Yu thought it was referring to her cultivation and was very proud, even smug. But actually, Jiang Cheng had been eyeing her beautiful skirts and delicate jewelry, her proud back and gentle curves. It wasn't until she was a little older that she realized that she couldn't be like her mother. That she was supposed to be like her father, because she was her father's son and not his daughter. She was never going to be like her father. It was both a relief and a terrible heartache when Wei Wuxian joined the household. He was everything her father had ever wanted in a son. Jiang Cheng's competitive streak was spurred on for a little while, trying to show that she could be just as good a son as Wei Wuxian. But she failed and failed and failed some more. And in the end, she realized she really wasn't. She wasn't as good a cultivator. She wasn't as good a leader. She wasn't as good a person. She certainly wasn't as good a son. She wasn't a son at all. But who was she going to tell? Who would believe her? She thought for a while that she might be a cut sleeve. It was said that men who liked other men were feminine in behavior and in their thoughts, a result of their being lacking in yang and overabundant in yin. But the pornography she got Wei Wuxian to get for her, after she'd egged him on to do it under the guise of a dare, ended up leaving her cold and more than a little bored. It'd been Wei Wuxian who'd ended up staring at it for hours and hours, mouth slightly agape, before slinking away with hunched shoulders and a look on his face. She assumed that was the normal reaction to pornography, for boys who weren't defective the way she was, and sighed again over her own failures. At any rate, the first time her heart had ever been moved, it ended up being for a woman after all. Wen Qing in her red dress and her head held high, proud and a little above it all, carrying a sword like any man and needles in her fist like the doctor she was. It had been a relief to think she might be normal in some ways, some obvious ways, that she might be a boy in the ways that mattered, like love. She even bought a comb for her, wondering if it would be rude to hand it over, presumptuous, maybe. Wen Qing was a Wen, after all. Even if she didn't seem to think she was the sun in the sky the way the other Wens did, it probably wouldn't work out. Jiang Cheng put the comb away. They had an encounter in an inn later, faces suddenly an inch apart so that Wen Qing can whisper words of warning, and Jiang Cheng expected her heart to speed up when it happens. It did, a little, but not as much as it had before. It occurred to Jiang Cheng that she wasn't sure if her heart had been moved because she liked Wen Ting, or if it was only that she wanted to be her. Jiang Cheng almost asked the next time they met. Wen Ting was a doctor, wasn't she? So surely she'd have some sort of insight. But after a few moments, realized that it would be unbelievably rude to dump issues of sexuality and attraction onto Wen Qing's shoulders at a moment when they were surrounded by the ghost puppets of Wen Qing's family, who were trying to kill them. Plus, Nie Huaisang was there. That would have made everything even more awkward. So she didn't ask. Said, never mind, when Wen Qing asked what she had been going to say, and ignored the thoughtful look on Nie Huaisang's face. He was probably just thinking that Jiang Cheng had a crush. Wen Ching probably thought she just had a crush. It would be easier if it was just a crush. It turned out Jiang Cheng had underestimated Nie Huaisang, and also she might be a little in love with Ching He. Her father had always said they were a bit odd, in a tone that didn't quite suggest approval. But it turned out they were just the right kind of odd for Jiang Cheng. Are you a girl? Nie Huaisang asked, idly fanning himself. Wei Wuxian had wandered outside with his jar of liquor after the feast, and Lan Wangji was nowhere to be found, very likely already leaving. What? Jiang Cheng said, then turned to glare incredulously at him. Don't be ridiculous. You've walked into our rooms in the cloud recesses without knocking often enough to know the answer to that. Not on the outside, Nie Huaisang said, rolling his eyes. On the inside. Are you a girl when you think? What's that supposed to mean? Jiang Cheng asked, suspicious, and her heart was racing faster than it ever had around Wen Qing, mostly in terror. Nie Huaisang heaved a sigh, as if Jiang Cheng was being especially stupid. Misaligned reincarnations, he said. Two births, one man and one woman, happening at the same hour, the same minute, the same second. Except the man's soul gets lost and goes into the woman's body, and the woman's soul goes into the man's. Think of it as a filing error by the heavenly bureaucracy. Jiang Cheng had never heard of anything so stupid and wonderful before in her life. You're joking, she said, accusing. There's no such thing. There is, I swear. It's not uncommon in Qing He. We have at least a dozen misaligned reincarnations in the Nie sect right now. Jiang Cheng crossed her arms over her chest. I don't believe you. Name one. My older brother, Nie Huaisang said promptly. I swear that's why he's so pleased over that stupid mustache of his. It's a sign of how good his cultivation is, putting all that yang energy in the right place. Jiang Cheng blinked, not quite understanding. Why would he be pleased about having a mustache if his soul was actually a woman's? Certainly Jiang Cheng went to extraordinary lengths to keep her own chin clean-shaven. The thought of having a beard repulsed her. What? No, his soul is a man's. But you said he was misaligned. He is. What? Do you want me to ask you to look inside his robes to see what he doesn't have between his legs? Jiang Cheng gaped. But he dresses as a man. He is a man, Nie Huaisang said. He just happens to be a man who, if you're talking physically, would be the one to bear children, not the one to sire them. Jiang Cheng felt the need to sit down. It was as if her entire world had changed to spin the other way around. I'd really like him to marry Meng Yao, Nie Huaisang said thoughtfully. He likes him so much. He really respects him and listens to him, and my Daga doesn't listen to anyone. And that way I could have some nieces and nephews. But maybe he'll decide to marry a woman instead, and then they'd have to find someone else to sire the children. Maybe Lan Xichen. He seems the sort of person who'd agreed to donate without demanding a share of filial piety. I am, Jiang Cheng said quickly, forcing the words out of her mouth before she became too shy to say them. Your question, from earlier, I am. Nie Huaisang smiled brilliantly. I thought you might be, he said. Would you like to spend the evening trying on some of my mother's old dresses? She had your shoulders. Daga's biological mother, you understand. Very tall. I'm sure we could find something in purple. Maybe it was bravery inspired by the liquor they'd all drunk at dinner, but Yang Cheng agreed. It was a good night. It was something she thought about a lot later, when they were stuck in the camp with the Wens, and after, when they're back home again. Wei Wuxian's words, reassuring her that she would be sect leader no matter how unorthodox. His reminder that Lan Yi was sect leader Lan, and just as valued as any other despite being who and what she was, made Jiang Cheng wonder if Wei Wuxian somehow knew. She hoped she did. After that, though, she didn't. There wasn't time to think about anything as stupid as identity. Not for a long time. Everything after Wei Wuxian came back was a disaster. Every last bit of it. Wei Wuxian was different, cold and unfeeling. Jiang Cheng tried to reach him over and over again, but nothing seemed to work. She even wondered, in a panic, if Wei Wuxian hadn't known, and maybe somehow found out. He certainly seemed to be avoiding her in specific. She didn't know what else it could be. Everything was falling apart around her. Her older sister was remaining at Koi Tower. Her Xi Xiong had turned from mere negligence to outright rebellion. She followed him to the burial mounds. You should disown me, Wei Wuxian said. His face was cold. It had always been cold, ever since he disappeared. They'd been with the Wens then, too. Fuck that, Jiang Cheng said, and just gave up, sitting down on the ground. No, fuck you. Wei Wuxian scowled at him. Don't be so indecisive, Jiang Cheng. It doesn't suit you. Disown me as a rebel, and the shame of my actions won't be reflected onto the Jiang sect. The shame of my actions, Jiang Cheng said mockingly. Don't call it shame if you don't think it is one, Wei Wuxian. You're proud of what you've done. I suppose in the end, it's a good thing my father didn't have a son like you. Oh, that old thing again? Wei Wuxian said, his face twisting. I'm telling you, you're his son. I'm not, Jiang Cheng snapped back, pushed beyond her limits. I was never his son. You were the only son he ever had, no matter how little blood there was between you. You keep pushing this, Wei Wuxian, and I never want to see or hear of you kneeling before his memorial tablet ever again. You hear me? Neither as son nor nephew nor disciple. It was a low blow, she knew, but she didn't know how else to reach him. Even if Wei Wuxian, the new Wei Wuxian, didn't love her as much as he loved the Wens, then surely he loved Jiang Fengmian enough. Or had all her father's love been pissed away into nothing? Wei Wuxian stared at her, his brows pulled together, and promptly fixated on the wrong thing entirely. What do you mean you're not his son? Madam Yu would never... Jiang Cheng jabbed a finger at him. Do not accuse my mother of adultery. I wasn't going to, Wei Wuxian protested, and then looked around, almost as if he thought she was going to overhear him and order him to go kneel. It was so familiar a gesture that Jiang Cheng let slip a hysterical giggle, which somehow set Wei Wuxian off laughing, and then that set Jiang Cheng off in return. This is so stupid, Jiang Cheng moaned, her hands over her face to hide her tears. No one even said anything funny. You don't make any sense, Wei Wuxian. I don't make any sense? Wei Wuxian was hiccuping. You don't make any sense. What was that about not being Jiang Fengmian's son? At this point, Jiang Cheng couldn't see any path forward that didn't involve banishing Wei Wuxian from the sect, to never see him again except as strangers, or at least to only ever see him in secret. They had already grown so distant. There was no point in holding anything back. So she told him, borrowing Nie Huaisang's words to explain the concept. "I didn't know," Wei Wuxian said, wiping his eyes. "I really didn't. I didn't even know enough to guess." Jiang Cheng sniffed and pulled her knees up to her chest, wrapping her arms around them and putting her chin on her knees. Disgracefully childish, really. But she felt that way right now. She felt hollowed out, as if telling Wei Wuxian her greatest secret had left her with nothing else inside. "You're the one who can't be guessed," she said bitterly. "I don't understand you, Wei Wuxian. You said you'd be at my side, that you'd help me, but you're picking these people over me without a second thought. Did I do something wrong?" "What? No!" Wei Wuxian exclaimed. "No, that isn't... It isn't about you at all." "Then why didn't you ask me to help you with them?" Jiang Cheng asked. She'd wondered that for a long time. "It's not like you were the only one Wen Qing helped back then, when we were running from the Wen sect. She hid me, too. If that's the debt you want to repay, shouldn't I have every right to repay it, too? But you never told me you were going. You couldn't have come. What it would have done to the Jiang sect's relationship with the Jin sect? Oh, now you give a fig for politics? I'm the sect leader. Those guards that you say you fought, they would have listened to me. If they challenged me, the scandal would be about their conduct, not mine. I could have helped. I could have explained it. We could have figured out a way to do it together." "No," she said, suddenly certain. "I'm not kicking you out of the Jiang sect. You are the only man we have left in the family, Wei Wuxian. You can't just run out on me now, especially given that Jia Jia is leaving too." Wei Wuxian jerked as if he'd been stabbed. "What do you mean Xie Jia's leaving?" "She's going to accept Jin Sichuan's offer of marriage," Jiang Cheng said. And had Wei Wuxian really not known? Had he paid any attention to anything related to the Jiang sect in the past few weeks? Maybe not yet, but soon. And then I'll be alone in the Lotus Pier trying to run the entire damn sect without help at all. No, I'm not kicking you out. I refuse. She'd been willing to agree, even a few short moments earlier. But then they'd taken time to sit and talk about things. She'd taken the time to make sure Wei Wuxian knew who she really was, to bare herself to him, no matter how stupid it might feel to be concerned about her self-perception, when put in comparison with the destruction of her entire family. And the pause had given her time to think it over again. It had made her realize that she didn't want to give up on Wei Wuxian, even if he was giving up on her. "Aren't we a great sect, after all?" she said, scowling, gathering her strength of will. If she was going to need to stand up against the rest of the cultivation world, Wei Wuxian included, to keep her family together, then so be it. She would do it, if she had to. It was better than the alternative. Sect leader Jin is always making noises about being able to show strength. Fine then, we'll show him strength. You have the Yin Tiger Seal, I have my forces, and Jia Jia, maybe Jia Jia can convince Jin Sichuan to help us. Lan Chan let us go, Wei Wuxian said abruptly, and Jiang Cheng turned to him in surprise. He encountered us on the Changqi path. I told him to fight me if he wanted to stop me, and he didn't. He let me go. He let all of us go. So maybe he'll help us again if we asked? Jiang Cheng hazarded a guess. That's good. And we're old friends with Nie Huaisang, and we worked with Nie Mingjue during the war. The Nies are very upright, very straightforward. If we show them that most of the people here are non-combatants, showed them everything, well, everything but what you're doing with Wen Ning anyway, what are you doing with Wen Ning? He's not really a ghost puppet you've brought back from the dead, is he?
He's not dead, Wei Wuxian said. Just very close to it. He's been infected with resentful energy and his qi circulation has been thrown out of alignment. It's complicated. And I don't think you care.
I don't, Jiang Cheng admitted. But that's fine. You talking about it like an academic is better than you talking like you're going to raise armies of corpses to send against the rest of the cultivation world. Anyway, start packing up your things. I left my people at the bottom of the mountain. I'll go get them. They can help carry both things and people, and we'll move you all back to the Lotus Pier.
Back to Lotus Pier? Wei Wuxian murmured, looking dazed.
Yes, back to the Lotus Pier. Possession is 9/10 of the law, Jiang Cheng said, thinking out loud. If necessary, I'll throw a fit and claim that sect leader Jin wants to invade the Lotus Pier the way the Wen sect did. He'll never forgive me for it, and things might be a bit tricky for a while. He'll probably say I'm too emotional to be a sect leader. With your backing, though, I think we should be able to get through it.
That was the key bit, though, wasn't it?
Do I have your backing? She asked.
Yes, Wei Wuxian said.
You do.
The end.
If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!